Okay, so we are ready to go. Let me call the full commission to order. I am, Michael Yates, the chair of the Mayor's Commission of Caribbean Community Affairs, and we'll just go about doing some introduction of all the commissioners. I guess this is, what date is today? This is the 12th of January, and the time is 6:35 p.m. So, again, I am Michael Yates, chair of the Mayor's Commission on Caribbean Community Affairs.
Roger Caruth, commissioner.
Chris Toussaint, commissioner.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Willair Saintville, commissioner.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Should be good.
Larissa Atwaru, commissioner.
Michael Campbell, commissioner.
Commissioner Sheldon Oliver.
Well, thank you all for the introduction, so we'll just get underway. I'm not sure whether everyone had a chance to see a copy of the agenda that we're going to be going through tonight. Item number three, the community introduction, and then I'll provide you an update at the meeting with Mocha, the Mayor's Office of Community Affairs, last week. So I'm going to be providing an update with that. Commissioner's update, looking for feedback on a few activities, and those activities are listed on the agenda. And, we need to talk about the position of secretary, as well as the bylaws. And I think something that is not listed is budget, which I need to go over with you guys tonight. So let's go to item number four, community introduction. We have a new person in our midst. She is from the Mayor's Office of Community Affairs, so I will allow her to kind of introduce herself.
My name is Charlotte Flournoy, and I am a project analyst with the Mayor's Office of Community Affairs. So I'm here today to serve as your liaison. So I'm pretty much your point person to the Mayor's Office of Community Affairs. So anything you all need from me, any support, I'll give you my contact information today. Don't hesitate to reach out.
Would you mind spelling your last name, please?
Yes, it's F as in Frank. L O U R N as in Nancy, O Y as in yellow.
Flournoy?
Yes.
Okay, so we will begin. So last Thursday, I had a meeting with the folks on that MOFA, and they included the director, Sharon Hines, Steve Walker is also the director of MOTA. And then Lindsay Parker, Deputy Chief of Staff. So I'm just going to provide a quick synopsis as to what we talked about at that meeting. Yeah, the first order of business was, of course, to introduce Charlotte Flournoy. And as Charlotte said, she's going to be the liaison with MACA. So if you have any needs and issues that would need to be resolved, we need to just tell Charlotte. She'll point us to the right people. Or, in some cases, probably fix the problem herself.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators. May I have your attention, please?
Sure.
May I have your attention, please?
It's going to be done after this.
There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
testing it. That's a test.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Yeah,
may I have your attention,
those are the
please?
People who came in late.
May I have your attention,
have
please?
There
has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
So we talk about filling the vice position. At what time, putting a vice chairman position for a vote. And of course, Steve and company reiterated.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Can you hear him?
Oh, yes.
Okay, perfect. So, the mayor is the one that's going to be filling that vice chair position. And what Steve did ask me to do, though, is...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Who is the vice chair is really kind of a murky decision. It's not really... You can't decipher why someone should be vice chair and someone is not. But... when I became a chair...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
And that person will be someone who can essentially implement her policies, her positions. So, that's one qualification. Second qualification, and this is the most important one, is that...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Be selected in the position of vice chair. I submitted a name to Steve Walker, and hopefully by next week, in the next month or so, we will...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Michael Campbell, you have received your email address?
Yes, I have.
Another thing we talked about is...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
From the Dominican Republic or in the Spanish-speaking island in the Caribbean, please pass the word, tell them we're looking for someone with Latin heritage, to fill the final slot. I'm going to give Steve Walker another...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
According to Sharon Hines, MACA is acting like an office as opposed to what it is, advisory body. And what that means in a nutshell is that we are doing too much.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Those two or three projects, if there's time, we can add another one or two. But for right now, there should be only three projects in our midst that we go after. That said, you know, so scale back the project. You know, we talk about doing a lot of workshops, scale that back. At the end, after we finish with three projects, we may do one, maybe two workshops, but no more than that. You know, we talked about earlier having a treasurer position. Maka is not going to be handling any money. All the funds will be handled by the mayor's Office of Caribbean Affairs, Mayor Office of Community Affairs. So we don't need to have a treasurer position, and so forth and so forth. So again, you know, this advisory body is not an office, and we should not be acting as if we are an office. So all our big plans, they're not saying, you know, throw it out the window, but what they're saying is that scale it back drastically. We're going for quality, not quantity. In FY15, we did just one project, you know, and that is the Caribbean American Heritage Month Award. This year, we are slated to do three. So, you know, it's progress, slow progress, but again, the point is they're emphasizing quality, not quantity. One of the three ideas that we talked about was a meet and greet. I think Michael Campbell.
So, the Carnival 2016.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
For the rest of the year. Because that would have concluded the all three projects.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Second thing we talk about is the Caribbean American Heritage Month Award. Last year we had it in June. It was very successful. This is something that we really want to repeat.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
It's probably too late to do a full-scale carnival, but at the minimum, they would want to do something. There's $75,000 in our budget, and you know we need to do something with that $75,000.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm hoping Chris, Roger, Charlene can probably put together something in which we can do something.
So yeah. They're asking us to produce it.
They want us to produce a carnival.
But you all weren't able to do one in your past, right?
We have not done a carnival in like 3 years.
Okay. Not this body, but
in the city, right?
Right.
City. Yeah.
Okay. That carnival is.
Right. Well,
correct. Isn't doesn't have the capacity to do.
They were not listening. They said they need something.
That's fine.
We can do a festival.
Right.
But we can't do a concert. Well, right.
Maybe first we have to say the person who mentioned the carnival. How do they describe carnival? When they see the carnival, what do they perceive as a carnival versus what we know is a carnival? What do they believe is a carnival?
No, it's the same thing. But I'm saying,
maybe it's misinterpreting from what Americans believe a carnival is to
what. We have a first start. We have $75,000. We need to make use of that. Okay, so the Carnival of 16 may not resemble the carnival that we
that, had. That's what I'm talking about. Right. I'm talking about what is the size, what
exactly,
is the...
Because 75,000 is not
right.
I agree. But the question is, can we do something like an 8th Street Festival?
Or a or effect.
No,
it's effect. I don't understand. I don't know.
So is that for production? Is that covering security?
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
And so let me help. And because that conversation we had partly last year also.
Right.
I think with Mocha as our lead in this process, right? I don't think we have to then set what will budget be, given everything we need. Let's put together what we would need to put the carnival together, and then go then to our lead. Because you assume that, for example, security is something we have to pay for. If Mocha's doing it, that's the district's doing it. So security is not on us.
That's what caused the problem.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But right now, Mocha is asking us to do it. No, so it's not revisit.
No,
so when you say revisit,
you need to come up with a plan.
That's what I'm saying. When you say revisit, then somehow you're going to argue. The idea is
it needs a deeper conversation.
Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I think when you say revisit, my thing be, oh, so we're going to push back and have a conversation.
No.
Okay.
We need to figure out exactly what is the metrics, what it needs from the
economy. Okay, that's a different conversation.
Because $75,000.
I know. But Sherlyn, that's a different conversation. What I'm saying is, if we say that, okay, we need to put together a carnival, what would it take to put together a carnival? Then put a plan together, put a budget together, what we think, and then when we talk to Mocha, they say, you know what, you don't have to pay for this because this is getting paid for.
Yeah, there's certain administrative,
that's what I'm talking about.
And you're absolutely correct. That's the road we want to go.
Because we're not alone.
Yeah.
But first we have to put together a plan. Because you could go to a meeting and talk about it,
right.
They want to see it in writing. What is the plan? If you say it's going to cost $200,000 to do a carnival, they're going to say, what's the $200,000 for? And then so they want to see that.
$200,000 is just for police.
What we need to do is to come up with a project, a proposal.
That's
that talk to the $75,000. In addition to that, come up with a scaled proposal that may talk to $100,000. Come up with something that may talk to $200,000. At the end of the day, we'll present, say, for example, three plans that say, in order to get to 200, this is what we'll need. 75K can buy only this.
Commissioner Mike, what I'm hearing Sherlyn and Chris may be saying is, the scale is much more than that, right? So whatever you believe the scale is, right, for Carnival, put the plan together. And let me say, even if it's $1 million, right? That's what you believe the scale is. Then you have to put together what does $1 million pay? Because, for example, if you say the police security is $200,000, they can say remove that from your budget because that's not your concern.
And I echo that. You know, I think there are valid points all around. Mm-hmm. The idea is we have an order from the mayor to put something together. Let's put something together.
Exactly.
But to your point, there are certain executive orders that can go in place to waive fees that will reduce a lot of the costs.
Right. Exactly.
Outside agencies.
So we cannot say it's not going to be done. But to know that, we have to first put together a plan,
put together a budget,
right.
Various cost points, and build a
goal. Here's where I'm going to push back. Put together a plan for what a district carnival would cost. And then let Mocha says, okay, your budget is $1 million. Okay, this $200,000, you don't have to worry about it. This $50,000, you don't. But again, they need to see.
So bear in mind, though, don't expect the DC to cover 100% of the cost.
Well, yeah. but he's commissioned back. But the issue then there needs to be a negotiation. If there's a carnival that needs to be put together, this is what we believe is going to cost. This is what you're not going to cover. This is what we can do. Do we scale back the plan for the carnival, or do we go and leverage money somewhere else?
I think we need to come up with 75 first, and then come up with say 200.
So here's the thing.
Am I making sense?
I would much rather come up with the budget.
Right.
So
there's so many moving parts for the carnival. One is not a carnival 4 years ago. So there are four different carnivals. Which means the whole standard is going to drop. Carnival, to make the carnival successful, number of things around the carnival, events, this and that. If you're not going to get the artists to come in town, right, do what you write, carnival will like this.
Well.
So there's a number of moving parts that you have to consider before you produce it. And at this point, it's very slippery.
I think we are not trying to replicate the
4 years. The artist is not the issue.
Right.
In order to produce a carnival, we need bands, we need costumes.
Right.
That is not something that you could go to people in February or March and tell them that we have in a carnival and we want you to bring a band. Right?
I don't think no one's disputing that. The whole idea is
he's an
guy. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Michael.
No. Go ahead, because what I was going to say, I understand that we cannot have the carnival executed in the way that carnival operates. However, can't we just do something where we can build on an annual basis, where we start at the base, whatever that base is, however it is executed, and then we build on it annually till we get back to where it's been 4 years ago? Because at this stage, we can't really have something that is going to be at that. Let me finish, please.
Sharlene, he's not finished.
No,
Michael, come on.
You know, I was just saying that I think we're really wasting time on talking about what we need to do and revisit. We just need to implement, those of you that are experts in this particular area, know how a carnival, let's start with something basic, whatever that is, and we'll build on it annually. And when it grows to where we know, okay, this is where we were back 4 years ago, then we can run with it then. But I think for us sitting here, we cannot have a carnival where we have people with costumes and all these different things that are needed. So let's just work with the basic,
well,
whatever,
just
$75,000.
That's why I say a festival.
Right.
We just figured that out.
Right.
But because of time constraints, that's my suggestion. Not to waste time doing a proposal, but to figure out what
Yeah, but that
isn't the
proposal.
But we still need a proposal.
You have to put the proposal.
We need a proposal.
No one's going to talk to you about a proposal.
You can't just go to the mayor or top of your head.
Sherlyn, stop talking. I'm giving you what the direction is.
Those
bring out of
magic.
What I'm saying is that we have a fresh start. We have set the $5,000 on the table. Let's do something with that.
That's what I can and cannot do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building.
My question is, what are we allowed to spend that $75,000 on?
I think we... And then this is a testosterone.
I'm trying to pull back because I don't know.
So we need some plumbing, you know, we need some. But this is almost like a subcommittee meeting on how to
get this thing. Right. Yes.
But the idea is something's been put forth that we have to put something together. Whether we call it a carnival, a festival, an event. Something has to be done from the directive of the mayor.
So can I say something
so
after you finish, Roger?
We can figure out, we do a proposal. To a certain degree, we can't go and say, what are you going to pay for, what are you not going to pay for. I think they need to hear from us what we're asking for. And then, you know, police can say we can waive this. EMS can say we can waive this. DCRA said they can waive their street closure fees, blah, 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 blah. And then from there, we can come to a finite number. They know, they gave us a $75,000,
right.
So they know what we have. If they want to add to that, if they want us to exhaust all our $75,000 on this event, then that's what we do. If not, then we do 50, save 25 for other events, and let them
exhaust $75,000.
Not specifically for this carnival.
But that one carnival, $75,000.
Okay, so there you have it. So now we just figure out, we put together a budget based on what $75,000 would cover, and then the overage, whether it's police, you know, ambulance. Then we just add that to the scope, and then
come right in.
So here's the thing. So, you know, Mike and I had a brief conversation about Carnival, and when he told me what the mayor had proposed for Carnival, I thought he was talking about 2017, right? But, you know, 2016. But if it's something that the mayor's office wants, I agree with Roger. I mean, we have to come up with a plan to execute it. We only have, 5 months? We have a limited budget. But because it's something the mayor wants, we're going to have to develop partnerships. I mean, we're going to have to use the power of the mayor to make this happen.
So here's what I was going to say. I think, Elijah, I agree with you, a plan has to be developed. What we have to keep in mind is, that's why I started my first question. We said carnival. Someone from the Caribbean think, oh, carnival. And I know they may have seen carnival.
But
although she's seen carnival, her concept of what carnival $75,000 can pay for is different than the carnival that $5 million can pay for.
Yeah.
So let's
create a plan for what potentially a carnival can look like. Listen, my nieces have been in Juve since they were 2-3 years old. They're 40 years old now. So I've been to Juve. I know carnival. I know the costume. I know the band. I've seen it. I'm a New Yorker. I've seen it. I don't think we can even come up to anything like this in $75,000, and again, in less than 6 months. We can't.
I don't think it's going to resemble what we know.
No, right. Exactly. Right. So we have to come to grips with the fact that it's not carnival as we know it.
Right.
And I was going to say, the African Affairs,
right.
They provide an event every year.
Right.
Trust me, it's not a $100,000 event.
Okay.
And a lot of it also, they're literally leveraged on artists who wants to come out in the community.
Right.
These artists do not get paid a penny for coming to it. They come because they know, I'm coming to support the African community, I'm going to perform. And that's why they come.
Yeah.
So again, there's different things we can do.
So with all of that being said, can we just get a basic plan and then we build on it?
Okay, so, you know, Roger, Chris, Willier, Sherlyn.
No, I'm not in there.
Oh, you're not in there. Okay, Roger, Willier, could you, like, start writing a proposal? Something that resembles $75K or close to it as possible. And then we'll make that presentation, and you know, it may be that we need more money at the end of the day, or you know, waive fees and things on that line.
What I would say from the 8th Street experience, the mere fact that you have the executive on your side,
right.
It's the biggest plus. Generally, we have to go through special events. We have all of the different branches there, and we have to plead our case to everybody. But if the executive essentially is saying it's coming down from the top down, it makes it a little bit more easier to...
So the 8th Street event, how much does that cost for them?
I mean, we spend like...
And 8th Street has grown by leaps and bounds.
Right.
It's not the tiny little festival
Absolutely.
It used to be.
We spend a lot of money on city services. I mean, if you take out a block in H Street, for example, we have to pay $10,000 for the money that the meters rent.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Law enforcement, anywhere from, I think last year may have been 54.
Okay.
I think we ended up paying maybe 15 or 20 for EMS. And it's all about scope and size.
Right.
You know, so these fees go along with that.
Okay.
How much public space you're occupying, setting up permanent structures on public spaces. But then, you know, then we have to go to the head of DCRA to say, this is where we are. But if the mayor says, this is a city event,
And I'm repeating myself. I think we have to remove any cost that's a city, district government cost. We have to put it as, quote, unquote, leverage. The costs that we have to show that may not be able to cover 75 are the things we would want, whether it's the casting or the band. If it's permit, if it's police, if it's fire, if it's whatever, we have to hope that the MOCA is going to help us to leverage this with our partner agencies. Because remember, we are working as part of MOCA, right? And so this is MOCA putting this event together. MOCA is not going to take money, you know, again. So whatever used to cost you as far as district resources, don't think that as money. On those lines, I would say this is what I need from police. This is what I need from fire.
Has to be a cost associated.
Yeah, I mean, we'll budget and itemize everything.
Right.
We'll look at what we have and look at
whatever we want it to be.
Sherlyn, what did you say? A street festival or what?
Fixed space.
Or a fixed space.
Well, if we can get together a subcommittee, I think we can drive something quickly. And, you know,
is it possible by say the middle of February or the end of February
to do a proposal?
Right.
Two weeks.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I'm not looking for perfection. You know, we need to say $75K will buy roughly this event, but if it put it to $100K, it may buy this event. You see what I'm saying?
I think if we can have something by the end of January or before January, that's totally up to you guys because it's, you know, I know it's a lot of work.
Yeah, we'll work and put something together.
At the end of January?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go for the end of January.
We'll work and put something together.
Because we're
going
to need February, March, April to execute.
But in all honesty, for us, the biggest challenge has always been the city.
Yeah.
Everything that we're talking about
has
always been the city. I mean, if you put an email out and you say you're requesting RFP for artists, you'll get filled up in a day. there are tens of tent companies that you can call and get proposals from. And they know their, you know, they know the streets, they know the routine. So the logistical pieces are primarily easy. Our challenge has always been going through the bureaucracy of the city, from drawing up your traffic plan, control plan, to getting people to sign off on structures, permits, insurance, you know, all those things. And again, we might submit it to the mayor, and if they tell us they'll take care of all of these, then we know we could spend 3 months strictly promoting, rather than dealing with all the administrative issues that, you know, generally have to go.
We still gonna have to go to here.
Yeah. And so I'd be willing to pull the resources or contacts that we have from 8th Street to just funnel that over.
And more importantly, if we get the location to us.
Yeah.
It can be anything.
We can work.
Is this the city owned RFK?
So, yeah, we'll put something together and with three different options.
And it could be something that we put together where you can collect the fees to come in at the door, and then that would kind of help there
also. You know, we generate revenue from sponsors and vendors. Right.
Is the mayor care about where the location is?
No. At this point, the only criteria is the 75.
Okay.
We have that.
But I know from talking to the carnival folks, they were saying George Avenue may not be the best venue. So if it's not,
may I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Latina Fair, African Fair, Caribbean Fair, and so forth and so forth. You know, I told her we want to do our own little meet and greet. Yeah. That's going to happen regardless.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Primary vehicle for outreach, you know. Essentially, what's going on there is, like, they're looking for a URL on the mayor's priority, you know, the commissioner's contact information, their bio, you know, meeting schedules, location.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Like, dislike, what they want us to do to keep track of those email accounts so that we can reach them on a regular basis.
Anything at this point.
So forth.
It's been like this the whole meeting.
More importantly, if we can set targets in terms of...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Excuse me, Mike. Would you use the microphone, please?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Anyway, so I requested, you know, business cards, brochures, and a stand-up banner. The only problem, the only one they objected to was a business card. So that's a work in progress, but I intend on keep pushing, you know, for a business card, because I think that's very, very, very important. You know, the mayor office, MoCA, would like us to provide feedback on challenges, gaps in the Caribbean diaspora. To date, we have not done so as of yet. Hopefully, with the meet and greet, we'll begin to identify challenges,
please,
that the
May
diaspora is facing.
Please.
They want feedback on our meetings that, you know, we have on a regular basis. If it's even a one-page memo that say,
not use the elevators.
You know, this is what, you know, we talked about and so forth. And lastly, we talked about the sector position. That position is open. I would like, if at all possible, tonight to select a secretary or someone volunteer to be secretary.
May I have your attention, please?
And that's it.
May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Sherlyn, I'm sorry. Can you use the mic? Yeah, I'm sorry. It's difficult.
Can you hear me now?
No.
No? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's Chairman Yates.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
In our scope.
Within
the work scope, we already had those listed in the work scope.
Well,
that was that related office.
Do not use the elevators.
Because I'm seeing a repeat of the things we already discussed.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, man. Can you hear me now?
Sorry.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I was asking Chairman Yates if some of the items listed here, which we already discussed and had in our work scope, if you relate to the office that we already had it in planning.
There has been
now?
A fire emergency
okay,
reported in the building.
And he said yes, he did relay that to the office.
The nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
Okay, and I think that's it. So we'll move on to our next agenda item, which is the commissioner's update. If any commissioners have anything you'd like to talk about, discuss.
May I have your attention, please?
I don't know how long we'll be able to take this noise.
There has been a fire.
So I don't know how long we'll be able to take the noise to continue the meeting, but I would like to make a recommendation since we didn't do it last time and we talked about it to move the bylaw discussions up on the agenda and then maybe have the reports after because I think that was a sticking point that we left on and that I think we should resolve or at least try to resolve in some general terms before we get into actual work-related task-related assignments by committee members. So.
That sounds like a plan.
So, do we have any feedback from the bylaws that we can discuss?
I did receive feedback from, I think, five commissioners. There were minor changes, grammatical typos, that sort of a thing. Generally, the feedback was an extremely positive one in regards to the bylaws. However, I think Chairman Yates made some adjustments, major adjustments to the bylaws, which for us are questionable. I'd like to address that.
Okay, well, so as far as the bylaws is concerned, again, you know, marching direction we got was that we need to keep it simple. I mean, bylaws are wonderful. But we don't need a bylaw that covers every single possibility. And, you know, as the MOCA said, you know, we are doing too much as a commission. We need to scale back. That said, this doesn't prevent us from doing something of a skeleton bylaw and make changes as we move forward. You know, at this point, we don't have a need for a treasurer, but who knows, maybe 6 months, a year from now, we have a need for a treasurer. And that doesn't prevent us from changing. So my point of the markup is to say, not that I don't like the bylaw, is that it's just too much. When we have a bylaw that goes 10 pages that resemble an office, that's the problem. We are it becomes an issue with optics. Again, we are acting as if we're an office, but in fact we are not an office.
But
so
I'm
what
just,
I'm talking about is scale.
Right, but I thought that some of these, you know, templates came from other commissions. Isn't this like a standard bylaw template that other commissions?
It came from other offices.
Offices?
Other commissions. Commissions and offices.
Okay.
But my point
no
is
Office of African Affairs. Office
yeah.
of African Affairs.
When I looked at the African bylaws that you had said,
mm-hmm.
theirs
of
was
10 affairs.
Pages as well, and they had a smaller font.
No, what happened is they have an office. We don't. And they don't want us to be compared to that commission. Because that commission is supported by an office, and that so they have a greater capacity to do more. They want us to scale back.
So in regards to the bylaws, they were drafted as best practices from different commissions, most particularly the Caribbean Commission that preceded us. Now, bylaws are simple, and it's a functional direction of the commission, as opposed to the executive order, which represents the legal aspect. So a bylaw, so I run this by several people, including the directors. This is a
is a very simple bylaw. It's not even detailed. It's not a corporate bylaw. It's a commission bylaw. So I think it's in keeping with what we're doing. It's in keeping for the future. And I think it touched to make sure that we have a good function, because we haven't been able to function as a straight-up commission thus far.
But what I'm saying is that there's nothing that prevents us from scaling up.
But we haven't scaled up, so we don't have to scale down. It's just a simple, simple bylaw.
But we're doing too much. That's what it's saying. I'm not going to argue.
Allow me to speak for the office of that.
You're doing too much.
I think we have a disagreement that's more principled than what's at the table.
May I have your attention, please?
Thank you.
There has been a fire.
I think in principle, MoCA is telling us what they expect from us. And I think that's what some of us are fighting against. MoCA is telling us, here's what we want you to do. And when I think Mike being hearing from Sean Hines and people at MoCA's office saying, hey, wait a minute, just by the markup of the bylaws, we have a bigger scope. They don't want us to have such a scope. And again, the idea is, do we accept MoCA's mandate, or do we say, no, we don't agree with your mandate because we want to do this? And we're going to go back and forth on that.
Do not use the elevators.
To comment on your suggestion just now, I'm not certain. Did you pass it on to Director Hines? I am very certain that they have not commented on this bylaw. Almost certain on this. So what Chairperson Yates is saying, generally across the board, I'm not sure how they come to that understanding that we're trying to do too much. I'm not sure how they come to that understanding. But we are a simple commission, and we only scaled the work scope according to the budgeting that we anticipated. So if the budget is no longer there, that's fine. But to say we're doing too much, I'm not quite certain how they're getting that impression when we are not. We haven't done anything, actually. So let me. The bylaws are simple. I've run it by several directors within there, and it's a solid document.
So I
don't think it's right to say that MoCA is saying on this particular issue we're doing too much, because actually it's long overdue. It's 3 years and counting, and it hasn't been done.
So I made changes to the bylaw, and I reduced it to 5 pages.
May I say, so here's what I'm not understanding. Are you
May
on,
I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest
something?
Exit.
Oh, yes, I do. So let me understand this. Because Chairman Yates is saying we're doing too much, and that the bylaws that we're currently working on is too much and we need to scale back. But you are disagreeing because you're getting an understanding from persons outside of the commission who are in agreement with the bylaws being where they are. And if so be the case, have you had a personal interaction with the chair, and that this is the case, and are we stepping out of protocol? I just want to ask.
Sure. When you refer to protocol, explain.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, you're asking. Okay.
You're
so no, we haven't.
From,
this is it's needed, and it's not bad practices at all. This is something I often do. So when I bring something to the table, it's not something that's, I wouldn't say not questionable, but it saves us time of the back and forth, because we've done that quite often with nothing being done. So quite often, just to get best practices and to get a second ear, I may lean on people who know better than I do.
Mm.
And I've done this several times. So, as I said, I grafted a few ideas, which you should do on bylaws, but I took a big page from the previous commission, because they had bylaws, they just never got it edited and whatnot. So I would say it touches on all points.
Okay,
it's a document for the future.
Let me put the question differently. I produce it from 10 pages to 5 pages. Let's go over item by item what I took out, and let's discuss what issues are with, what problems do you have with those items.
Fine. But everyone doesn't have. Does everyone have the bylaws?
I have a couple extra copies. And I'm wondering if we can find a happy medium. If
right.
somebody feels strongly about one section, if we can't rework it back into the document.
Yeah, I. For example, the document covers a lot of things that are in the
May I have have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
In the essence of time, if we...
Do you have a copy? I know.
To your point, if we can do that, go through it, and at least come up with an agreeable document that we can...
That's
say this
is
how we move.
Document.
We could move forward as a body, then we can address everything else that comes forward because we've agreed on.
A lot of the things that I'm told are just central or repetitive stuff.
Okay.
So the content of the document itself didn't change drastically. The only thing that I took out was to say the treasurer position. You know, that's fine. And another thing that I took out is those things that say Maka is implementing such and such. And no, we are not doing any such thing. But the content of the document is the same.
So my question was, why the deletion of the treasurer?
Because we are not having, we're not getting any money. All those funds are controlled by MOCA. In other
MOCA
words,
is essentially acting as the treasurer.
Right, exactly.
So the 75K.
They're not going to give us 75K.
May I have your attention, please?
Even though...
May I have your attention, please?
Right.
There has been a fire
that
emergency
we want to keep track of where we want it to go.
Please evacuate the building.
We'd want to keep track of where we want it to go. And therefore, we'd have somebody to say, well, we'd like to allocate this amount
to this. So the 75K would be a part of the proposal that Roger comes up with and said the item costs this much. And then we're going to give it to MOCA and say... This is what it's going to cost.
But wouldn't it be easier to have one person who knows those numbers and can pull it out and say, okay, well, we've said this, we've allocated this money to this.
Please evacuate the
building. In essence of the title treasurer, I agree with you. We need someone on the committee to manage accounting.
That's what I'm saying.
And we have to submit a report to MOCA anyway.
Right.
A quarterly report. So if we could designate someone, whatever the name is, to just say we... $75,000 went to the carnival, and we have that documented. That's our report. If we want to designate someone to be responsible for that, that's fine. Whatever the name is, whatever the title is, it's schematic. It's just a matter of the function of the position dealing with our accountant in terms of how we're handling whatever money we have access to.
The additional $10,000. We are getting $10,000, correct?
We are not getting any money.
May I have your
No, I understand that. So there's remember before you said community affairs work.
There has been an emergency reported in the building.
Oh, I see.
Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
But we're not they're not going to pass. But we can tell where it goes on my
allocation. We should stop using the macro, we're not gonna hear anything and we're not recording anything. So my sense of it is I think there's misunderstanding of what
please?
We say we have a budget.
May I have your attention,
I think MOCA has allocated $85,000 to MACA, has allocated.
Please,
but at no point is MACA going to see $85,000. So if we need to use money, we need to literally make the case for it, give the bills to MACA. Literally, they will do the paying. They'll pay the vendors. They'll do the paying. So we're not going to transact any transaction. So literally, that's why there's no need for a treasurer, because we are not responsible for any budget. We're not.
Right. I agree with you, but we do need to track who's submitting the bills. Who's going to be responsible to say we have a chairman?
We can't do everything.
You need a financial point
person. Yeah, we need a financial point person.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a necessary office. Just someone, an accountant person who handles our invoices, how we're spending money. I was submitting so we can have a report. If we spend zero, we spend zero. But
so
someone.
Then, let's call it a different thing. Obviously, there's a rejection to the term. So.
Treasurer. But we don't have a. The function may say the same.
Let's call it a different name.
Why are we watering it down? That's what it is.
Treasurer,
who cares? So.
They told him not to use treasurer because we're not having
that. No, that's it.
We need to scale down. Doing too much is
okay.
I am not understanding where that comes from.
To do with it. there is a treasurer at MoCA.
Right.
However, we can still have someone almost replicate that role.
Sure.
There's no harm in having an internal treasurer or whatever the hell you want to call it. A treasurer.
The name and it doesn't matter.
So, Commissioner Wheeler, you said 85,000, correct? So
I'm guessing it's 85 because there's 75 for the quote unquote carnival. I'm saying quote unquote
right.
carnival, and then there's 10,000 other. So I'm saying 85.
Case in point. So I just asked Chairman Yates about the 10,000, and that's not in the REM right now.
I don't think that's correct. Is that correct, Chairman?
I just asked him.
Because I think we have the 10,000 for outreach.
We have 10,000 for outreach.
So that needs to be accounted for.
Submit our outreach requirement.
Is that what I said? That's what I said.
No, because I asked him, he said no. Then he has to put a case.
May I have your attention, please?
That's the reason why.
May I have your attention,
again, I'm being very clear.
There
we
has been a fire.
Let's, you know why I'm saying this? And, okay, you know what? I cannot say much more because this is being recorded. So I'll only repeat what I say without saying, read between the lines. We have $85,000. It's not ours. It's allocated. We literally have to submit receipts, submit vendors, because the expense is going to be done for us by MoCA.
But we do have to.
May I have your attention, please?
Agreed? I think we do have to account for it.
We can do whatever we want as far as accounting for it, but remember, it's almost like I have a bank account, but it's not under my name, it's under my father's name. So my father is the one who will do all the expenses. I need this, I need that, buy it for me. I need this, I need that, buy it for me. We can track spending, but you don't have to say you have a treasurer, that means you're in control. You're not in control.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency.
The bookkeeper. Is that good? The bookkeeper.
Please, is that
the bookkeper?
The bookkeeper.
Is that good?
I don't know. Can we have a secretary do that? No, secretary, that's too much.
Bookkeeper and say,
yes, bookkeeper. Bookkeeper.
So if we say,
but my point of my story is that we need to tighten up this. I mean, we have 10 pages.
There just has to be clarity.
I don't want to talk too much. I really don't. But what is wrong using the term treasurer?
I don't. Why we keep diluting the thing?
It's command, because they said scale it down. Most officers have these executives, and I'm assuming from the meeting that they said don't do that.
I'm assuming that for some reason, I'm not sure why they're thinking we're doing too much because we haven't done anything. Where did that come from? Because it makes us look.
Here's an example. What Mike probably went to talk about is what we talk about. When we were sitting here last month, we discussed a lot of things we wanted to do. It was a long list. And I think, you know what it comes back to? Here's what we have to come to reality is. Reality is, what is MoCA? Right? What is MoCA and what each of us have a sense of what MoCA will do or should do? And for example, I have come to reality that in my head, MoCA was one thing. And what I'm hearing, MoCA is something different. And guess what? I'm okay with that. And not all of us may be okay with that. And that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
And I think that's at the bottom of everything we're discussing, whether it's the carnival, whether it's the budget, whether it's the terminology on the bylaws, we have to come to a grip with what is MoCA in the eyes of the mayor and MoCA versus what is MoCA in our eyes.
I think if you talk to the MoCA, this is what they say MoCA is. MoCA is a vehicle to pass information on the mayor's priorities.
And they will dictate to us what those things are.
Exactly. That's it.
And who objects
this feedback local bishop?
We need to go to
the Caribbean community to get their feedback.
Clearly, guys, every time we come to a meeting, this happens. There are objections. Somebody is disagreeing that it's not the way to go about MoCA. This is not what MoCA represents. And somebody else. So I think that needs to be clear so that after this meeting, we're not back to square one again, determining what MoCA is and what our
we just need guidelines on how we move these meetings forward so we can get out in an hour.
Yeah, but I hear that. In the past, all the time.
This is why we did the bylaws.
That's what this document that we're talking about is.
Okay, so let me.
This is how our meetings will go forward.
Let me make one note, and I think Commissioner Campbell is right, but no fault of anyone's. I think this conversation should have had started at the beginning of this current term instead of now. Because what happened is that we were planning according to the 85,000, and now MACA is readjusting the scope of, I'm sorry, MOCA is readjusting the scope. So I think that's where the miscommunication may have come in. We were working on our own before, and we didn't have any communication with the department to give us direction.
This is a perfect example.
So this is what I think happened.
You know, in the bylaw, we said, oh, we'll have a minimum of 10 meetings per year. In the mayor's order of chairman,
two.
If you said two.
A year?
Two per
year.
Yeah,
that's what they're expecting.
That's the minimum, two. So for us to be right in things that is just totally out of scope,
but
it's a problem.
I don't understand.
When you say public meetings, aren't all of these, our monthly meetings, public?
Yeah.
Right, yes.
And we haven't done those yet.
Yes.
So we only have to do two a year?
Two per year.
So I adjusted that. I adjusted that, and the reason why I adjusted, because I figure for us that we were quite proactive in regards to, if you look at the, sorry to make a comparison, but the previous commission, I thought, again, because how we scale the commission, that at least 10, we don't have any problem having meetings, right? So at least 10 would have been fine. And I'm fine if you want to scale it back to 2,
right.
But I'm just giving you my idea at the time. Because
right.
I thought it would have been no problem for us 10 meetings, because it seems that we're off to a good start in regards to that.
We said that in the first meeting.
Huh?
We stated that in
we
first meeting.
We stated that. And I made several adjustments. For instance, if you look at the quorum, I lowered the quorum because typical in a volunteer organization, you require a lower quorum. What happened in the last commission, they had a high requirement. So if you look at the minutes, you see how they operate. They had meetings without having a quorum, which means you can't do official business. So they went for a year, 2-3 years, with nothing being done. So I made an adjustment to lower the quorum. So it's a give and take. So these are things I'm not even willing to – I'm cool with that. If you want to make any adjustment, that's fine. My greatest concern is the governing structure.
So is that the only – because I know everyone who took the time to submit
right.
their comments
uh-huh.
and made it into this document prior to Mike making it.
Uh-huh.
I would say we're close to a final agreeable document
uh-huh.
by the majority.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. What did that change about the government structure?
It says the commission is the final authoritative body of MACA. The official commissioners form the policy-making body of the commission. The chairperson, with the direction of the commissioners, manages the affairs of MACA. The rules contained in Robert's Rules of Order, revised, shall govern the commission in all cases in which they are not inconsistent with these procedures. Without that, then there's really no bylaw.
Well, the point I was making with that is that in terms of policy decisions, again, you know, this may be semantic.
It is. So when we, and I agree with you, that's probably a strong word, but every time we vote, we influence in some decision, which is give or take. If you want to take it out, fine. I'm cool with that.
No problem
with but to take out the general governing structure of the document would have made the document null and void.
But even though I've overridden the government structure, I mean, I just told
yeah,
about
cross
the
it up,
officers,
yeah.
the chairman.
All of that's fine. You can change all. I'm open to that.
I mean, what changed with the document? Yeah, a lot of the things I can take about.
It means that the majority vote doesn't exist. That's what it means. Which is how we operate. We operate by the majority vote. Quorum is only there for official business. Starting meetings. The function as official
just
entity.
Put a bullet that state majority.
Okay.
And that list is like you guys are going to
do.
No. Each five,
the bylaws.
Two or three paragraphs that say the same thing, or something to that effect.
Well, Roger, sorry.
The question is, I think we're close.
Yeah. I don't think we are smart at all.
Okay,
that's my main concern.
The question is governance right now, and can we put back a frame of statement that says, in essence, majority rules 5-4.
I'm fine.
I think that's essentially
right. So that
right.
way,
I'm fine.
That's what it says.
We
so you want me to take out policy?
I'm fine.
Policy making body.
Can you make a motion?
To adapt.
Anything you want
the motion.
Right?
The motion
so,
to adapt.
So we can frame the language in a certain way or reframe it to
Once we have the governance structure in place, I'm cool.
Okay. So.
With Robert's rule order has been there.
One question.
Yeah, basically.
That's page. Well, I don't know what page it is now.
Took out the language that says no commissioner or officer of MACA should confirm or agree upon directly or indirectly any contract relating to operation.
Yes, again, MOCA is involved, is doing all of that.
Yeah, but we need to be kept in line.
But this is what that says, that we don't have the power to do that. But you took it out.
Yeah.
No, it should be there. That's going to keep us in line. No. It's functioning for us. We can go out and...
Only two people can live together.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit.
Sorry, hold on.
Do not use the elevator.
All of that is in the mayor's order about contracts. So the question is, do you put it again in the bylaws?
It should be in the bylaws.
It's the same issue as the treasurer, so however...
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention,
it should be
please?
In
that's unlike, that's unlike
there has
the
been a fire emergency like reported again, in the building.
The executive order is a legal binding document. The bylaws is a functioning body, how we function day to day. So it differs from, you know... The spirit is the same, but it gives us some framework to work in, and that's a good point on that.
All right, so we have two things on the table. First, the issue about majority rule.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
I'm fine.
There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not use the elevators.
The second thing is about the contracts. Mike feels that it's already
no,
in
I know
it's already in
so Mike, you keep following that. That's
he knows
not...
it's in the executive order, which is the
we all have the executive order. We know what's in it.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? There has been a fire emergency reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit. Do not
use contract agreements.
What category would that fall under?
Is that on a governance, right?
Yeah.
So what is our role in terms of contracts? Our concern if MOCA then has authority to manage contracts.
So soon we have to submit any contractual issues to MOCA.
So why do we need to have that on bylaws?
Huh?
Why do we need to have that on the bylaws?
To protect our authority, is that behind it?
No.
To say that we can and can't do in regards to that?
No, I'm saying, why do we need to have that statement in the bylaws?
That's you're asking for trouble. That determines what you can and cannot do. I made this in the first meeting we had. With government, you have to be very careful how you speak.
No, but here's what I'm saying. Let's say we wanted to go into a contract. And I was stupid enough to go and negotiate a contract with somebody else. Mm-hmm. I submit that invoice to MOCA. You know what would happen? They would tear it up. I have no power to do that.
But that does not necessarily mean that we shouldn't include it. It's not about what you think.
But I'm just saying, if it's not needed, why do we?
You would do or...
It's kind of like checks and balances. But
you should have... That's my point.
It's to keep everybody in compliance, regardless of... What you can and can't do, at least you have it there in writing.
By the way, I'm not against it. I just don't want us to spend the next half an hour debating something that may not be crucial. That's where I'm at.
Okay, let's put them up.
Okay.
Can we the issue is that we leave the language in specifically. No one has an issue with what the language said. It's just a function of the language. Do we do it explicitly in the bylaws, or do we just go off of the knowledge that's in the executive order? It has to go up to
put it to a motion.
So the motion is what? That it stays in?
EA?
I oppose that.
Huh? You have to vote.
You're voting. What's one?
Keeping it in the bylaws.
all in favor of keeping it in the bylaws?
Yeah.
Larissa, are you in favor of keeping it in the bylaws?
So I'm sorry. Wait a minute. So... What if it wasn't in the bylaws?
The reading on the mayor's order, and I'll read it. Neither the commission nor any members of the commission shall have any legal authority actual or implied, to negotiate our contract with an embassy, government, business, organization, institutions, or any other entity on behalf of the D.C. government.
So why is there needs to be checks and balances?
That's what
it's
saying.
Folks, let's start this. There's a motion on the table. She just wanted clarity. Motion is, let's take a vote on it. Let's take a vote on the motion and move forward. The motion is to keep the wording in the bylaws. If you're in favor, was the motion seconded?
Yes, it was. I did second.
Okay, so who's in favor? Raise your hands. Okay, two's in favor. And who's against? Two's against. Abstain? I'm abstaining. I'm not voting.
So, guys, want a motion to table this? Can we address it later on? Or
can we actually table it?
Yes, we can.
And I hate to table an issue because I know we're trying to move forward.
Right.
But I don't want to be pressured into making a decision either way, and I definitely want to think about it. Okay. Yeah?
All right. And I would make one caveat so we can probably this on a individual time, so, and I think I mentioned it, and we'll go back to what the sequence is. Bylaws, to make a line saying any issues not discussed in the bylaws, we should refer to the executive order of the government document.
I will support that. If you do a motion, I'll support that 100%.
Any issues not covered in the bylaws, we should refer to the mayor's executive order.
So then we're going back to the same thing. It's already there. Do we need to put that in the bylaws?
If it's not covered in the bylaws.
So then we just cover the bylaws. Does cover? I mean, not the bylaws. The executive order covers it, right?
It covers it, but so if we can explicitly say if it's not here, look to the executive order for guidance.
So then what you're saying, can I clarify? Right. That's okay. Mm-hmm. So then what you are saying is,
in lieu of
taking out this language. We then place this on,
right.
And that covers everything, and it scales down everything.
There you go.
If he feels it's okay with that, I'm fine with that. But I think if not, we're going to always get to the point where we need
okay,
to
put the motion.
Put the motion.
Not, are we clear?
My issue is not so much moving it from one place to the other. My issue is checks and balances.
So it's not moving it, but if there's a question, just go to the line.
So we're talking about, okay, so we're talking about two different things.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So if there's a question in some terms of, okay, he has a motion on the table. I second it.
call to question. I can question the motion. Again, we go into semantics here.
Right, exactly.
Somebody mentioned checks and balance. If we all know, we all have a copy of the executive order, right? Why do we need that language in a second document?
But it's not about us. Are we posting this online as well? We're supposed to post this, right?
We're
for the general public.
It's a public document. And the fact is, who will go into under contract on behalf of MACA besides us that are commissioners of MACA?
Do you listen to the liaison? It's not about us. It's not about, I know I'm not going to do it. I think you know that. I think we know that. But we need to show some framework of how we operate.
And the executive order does that.
So then
the executive order supersedes the bylaws.
So I think there's a need for the bylaws. The bylaws allow us to make the executive order doesn't tell us how to run
it. I think my only point of my story is that if something is covered in the really need to
put it. Oh my God.
That, you know, that's,
once
that's
you have this caveat, then there isn't.
Right.
On
Charlotte. I know you mentioned earlier about checks and balances, and I'm trying to wrap around my very small brain here as to really why it is necessary. Could you just give extreme clarity on as to why you think that checks and balances is necessary when the executive order, which is a legal binding document, is in place, why we need to have it in our bylaws?
I just think more security, the better. Just from a compliance perspective, in my mind, if worst case scenario, three commissioners got wiped out, you had to bring in three new people, and they never read the initial document, at the initial executive order, and they felt like they can come in and, you know, write a check or whatever, or send an invoice or whatnot. Like, at least it's there in black and white that they can't do it in the bylaws. That's just my...
So, by the way, here's the key thing.
But if there are no provisions there, how would they be able to do that?
Commissioner Michael, may I also? So if they didn't read the executive order, they would do that, right? Who assumed that they read the bylaws? How many commissions or boards, or I've been to many boards, and there are board members who are there forever, don't even know the bylaws. So if they're not going to read the executive orders, there's no guarantee they're going to read the bylaws. So they're going to still be stupid in some of the things that they do. So my key thing is, so the language that Commissioner Roger kind of proposed, the idea of put a caveat in the bylaws that then if you read the bylaws, by assumption, you agree that you have read the executive order. You're responsible for the executive order.
But the other piece of this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, let's say 4 years from now, we're under a different administration. Are you all still going to use MoCA as the liaison?
We can go back and change the bylaws.
There's a caveat in the bylaw that states that we can make
change. Yeah, you can change the bylaws. You can make change in bylaws every year. In fact, you can make a motion to change the bylaws middle of the year.
But with the two tools, first. In fact, even the executive order needs amending, if you're familiar with that. Even the executive order needs amending tremendously.
Can we amend it, though?
No. I spoke to Christian.
What meeting are you in?
I spoke to Hassan Christian, who's the Deputy Director of Legislative Affairs. And he recommended, when he looked at it, he was like, this is all pretty much outdated. It needs to be.
So now, but who's charging to do that?
That's him. That's his department. But okay. The only two recommendations would have been adding Bermuda to the list. And there's one other, I don't remember what it was. I'll go back and check it out.
So we're talking about the mayor's order. Is that?
Yeah, that could be amended, yeah. It could be amended, but that's neither here nor there right
is
now.
Executive order a separate document, or are we talking about the mayor's order?
Executive order.
It's the same thing.
It's the same. One of the same. Yeah. Different quality.
So, where are we with in regards
Sava
to
Sava and Yuka?
Whether we should leave the language in?
Yeah, like Sava and Yuka.
The language is beyond us. It's
so. You say it again.
What is that, Leanne?
No, I mean, I don't want to repeat myself. I'm going to be recorded twice.
Please.
No, but what I was saying...
Wax poetically. Twice.
What I was saying is that because we're being asked to scale this down by MoCA, that the language that Roger produced, essentially, in lieu of taking out of what he's saying, it essentially covers everything. So it covers MoCA's request for us to scale down,
mm-hmm.
and then, but at the end of the day, it still satisfies your concern about framework. And so that language points directly to the framework, which is executive order.
That's right.
So,
and that's also based on your understanding that we all understand that we cannot produce, we cannot do binding contracts based
so
on
one of the things I,
on behalf of DC.
I'm not 100% on. When we say scale down, are we scaling down projects? That is that across the board? I am not even convinced that's the case. Right, so I'm not sure that's a direct.
I think the more we write, the more it gives the MoCA the impression we are in office. And I think that's where we want to get away from.
So this particular, let's focus on this particular point right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're going back to the macro, then to the micro, then macro to the micro, and we're not getting anywhere.
Right.
So in this particular point, though, I think we can compromise here because we still have a whole other page to go through.
Okay.
If he's saying that he's cut it down from 10 to 5 pages.
Okay. So,
I think those are the issues
remaining.
Everything else was agreeable.
Yeah, those are just edits and so on. But, again, I'm not 100% sold. As Chairperson Yates said, MACA did not see the bylaws. MoCA does not dictate to
you mean
any
MoCA?
Commission.
You mean MoCA?
MoCA, sorry. MoCA does not dictate to any commission or office how they do the bylaws. They may write off on it, but they don't. I know this in fact. She can confirm this. So when this is what I'm saying. When you say that they're saying scale down, I can understand from the work scope, they're saying, hey, you have too many projects going on, only do 2-3. But they do not dictate what we do in regards to bylaws. We should dictate that. So I'm open to that.
But
bylaws doesn't. So all your commissioners have bylaws.
tomorrow and send you an email.
Please.
Yeah.
But all the other commissions, all other commissions have bylaws, so we're not pretending to be an office. All right? So the contract thing, you guys want to leave it out? Fine.
But no. But you have to put in the language that he mentioned.
That's fine.
I think it can remain in with the caveat that we can refer back to the executive order.
Either way, it's fine by me. If you want to leave it out, that's fine. I just don't want us to say the market is saying scale on, then we do everything on a scale that we don't really have to. Because I'm very certain, MoCA does not dictate how you do the bylaws.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't want us to go along those lines and make adjustments because of that. And that's what you're saying.
I know, I understand what you're
right?
saying.
Yeah. So if we make an adjustment, it's because we see the need to. So.
So is there a motion on the floor?
I think Commissioner Campbell wanted to say something.
I'm tired.
No?
No, I have no motion at this point.
Are you
chopped? How are we going to address the last issue?
Last issue? Which one?
So I just want to say that I'm fine leaving it in because I just wanted to understand the implication of having it in versus taking it out, and it's really for the protection of each commissioner in the room. So I'm fine if you want to leave it in there. Whether you change the language, I mean, I'm indifferent.
That's why I'm indifferent, also. I didn't vote.
Your suggestion? You talking about your suggestion in terms of the executive order?
No, in terms of that.
The contract.
I don't know.
We can leave that in and then somehow frame another line or tack it onto that, that any other issues not covered in the bylaw,
yeah,
we should refer back to the executive order.
Cool.
Guidance.
But then now you're adding more, and then that was
good. You okay with that? Okay.
But there's a point we have to be careful, by the way. One of the things that we govern by, how many of us work for the district currently?
Yeah, I do.
The mayor has this values called STAR. It's just beginning to get out. And I think as commissioners, the fact that we were sworn in and we went to the ethics training, we are responsible for what the STAR means. The S is stewardship. You cannot say you did not know. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse. So if a commissioner come on board and they say, I did not read the executive order, so therefore I went out and did something, oh, I didn't know. No, ignorance is not an excuse. T is transparency. I don't think we're always being transparent. If we have an issue, right now I think we are not 100% sold that MoCA is telling us. And so either we're there or we're not there. And the transparency is what do we need to hear from MoCA so we know that MoCA is saying, MoCA, you're not in office, you're a small commission, you are basically at the mercy of our office. By the way, we told you, you don't need more than two meetings a year, so step back to what you're doing and reflect on what you need to do because this is what we need from you. And who do we need to hear that from to get it?
She said that she was going to... She's
no, she was only clear on one thing. I need her to, for example, it's almost like, were you in the meeting that Mike sat in, Commissioner?
No,
Commission? Okay. So she doesn't know the guidance and the direction that Mike was given, Commissioner Mike was given to give to us. So right now, Commissioner Yates is the messenger of MoCA, right? And I think we are, and I'm saying myself, are questioning, is MoCA serious?
Again.
About the guidance and direction that we were given through our chair. And I'm putting it out there on the mic. This is my T as far as my transparency.
Right. Okay, so can I respond to that?
Mm-hmm.
So.
By the way, the A is for accountability and the R is for respect. That's the star. Yeah, go ahead.
So, thank you for that star, by the way.
Okay.
So I think that also brings into another point is that if there is an accountant that's being given to the mayor, there should be more than one person there. So there is accountability is there, that stewardship is there,
mm-hmm.
and that transparency is there.
Sure.
Make sense?
I'm with you, but I just want only...
Right, no, it's the sense of going forward, so we're all clear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, well, that's hearsay, she say, because mm-hmm. I think that's what we're concerned about right now.
Exactly.
And that if there is an accounting, then there has to be a formal accounting of this. So therefore saying... This person in MoCA said this. This is the time that I went. This is the meeting that I was at. And this is the directive.
I'm not saying you did or you didn't. I'm just saying that these are the things that...
So at this point, we're sending a message back to Sean Hines, Steve Walker, and who's the deputy chief of staff again? I forgot her name sometimes.
Lindsay Parker.
Lindsay Parker. And I don't know why I keep forgetting her name. I met her 10 times. But it's,
I think
there may be a black
Sean.
But we're sending a message to those three people that, okay, we need to hear your message because we didn't get it.
Fair enough.
Okay, is that what we're saying?
Yes, I can agree with that. No problem.
Be careful with the message we're sending.
However, at this point, are we tabling the idea of agreeing to a set of bylaws in terms of how we function, regardless of how we interact with these other agencies, so we can still do our business?
I vote to table this conversation because I think we are split, because we are not 100% sold on what we are here to do.
It appears as if amongst us that there's a trust issue as
yes.
to whether or not there's accuracy in
I don't think it's trust. Mike, I don't think it's trust. I just think the message
think
is probably not delivered clearly. I don't think it's trust. It's just communication.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please?
Trust
this concludes
no,
the testing
I think it's a
of
trust.
The fire alarm
it's just,
system. I repeat, testing is completed.
Not
thanks
clear.
For your patience.
So what is
this? May I have your attention? May I have your attention,
with the
please?
We can send it to her.
This concludes the testing of the fire alarm
for approval
system.
Or to be,
I repeat, testing is completed. Thanks for your patience.
So, 10 pages we do not. Well, I think we've agreed that we're going to adjust the bylaws based on what we so if it's 5 pages, we submit those bylaws.
Okay,
but in addition to that, moving forward to answer Willia's concerns, maybe our new liaison, along with the chair, someone else, can then go with the to a meeting to get the final say so on any of these other questions.
Remember, every action we take is a message.
Wait, so can we just be very clear on something then? Just kind of piggybacking on what he was saying,
mm-hmm.
is that if we're going to send a message back with Charlotte, that we need to be very clear in what that message is. Exactly what it is that we're telling her or asking her to go back and ask or to say. Because at the same time, we don't want it to seem as though we're we don't support Mike's authority or you understand what I mean? Right. So we're just asking. We need to be very clear what we're saying, because
right.
it's not that we're questioning Mike or we don't trust Mike or there's dissension in the ranks. It's just that we're asking for clarity in terms of what exactly would you like us to scale back. We got the message scale back, so we're asking now what exactly. Clarify for us what the scaling back is. Is it just the bylaws? Is it the events? Is it because Willard said events? He says bylaws. So I'm just trying to get very clear. On what we should scale back.
Okay.
There's no trust issue. There's no dissension in the ranks. Very competent chairperson.
So is there a motion that we table the bylaws until these things are addressed?
And we were missing two commissioners anyways. I mean, I know we have a quorum, but still. We have a quorum, I know. But.
So is that that we table the bylaws until your concerns, our concerns?
I say while we're here.
No, I think we should table until we just hear back on this question.
Because it will change how we address this.
Okay.
I truly believe it will. Because, again, if we do not know who we are, it's hard for us to really move forward on how we're going to operate. Right now, I don't think we are 100% sure we know who we are.
But, I mean, to further up those, to provide clarity, it's not just a matter of whether we have bylaws or bylaws. If there are concerns, specific activities in the bylaw, I think that's what MOCA needs to address. Not whether there's a bylaw or no bylaw. Specific activities.
Well, that's difficult for me to do. If you're saying that we need to scale down, that's what I'm addressing. Because
yes,
I'm telling you.
I scale it down. But my question is, what is it that I scale down that you think is missing from the bylaws?
Is missing?
Yes.
So, governance structure.
Without
the governance structure, you don't have bylaws.
Sorry to interrupt. A half an hour ago or so, we discussed finding a happy medium.
Right.
I think we just need to address, because we addressed the two issues with the governing structure,
mm-hmm.
and the
we need
and the contract.
That speaks
mm-hmm.
to that, and we need maybe two or three bullet points.
So, Sherlyn, you know, with that address, those two issues, and are there other issues?
Well, we haven't gone through the entire document. So the procedures and powers of the commission. The vote of the majority of the members presented at a properly called meeting at which a quorum is present shall be regarded as an act of the commission.
So are we...
Unless the vote of a greater number is required by law or by these bylaws for a particular resolution.
So I just have one thing real quick. I need us to be consistent. So either we're tabling this until she comes back, or we're going to go through the document.
So
what are we doing?
I think I proposed something. I propose that we do more work on these bylaws. And then we have a bylaw that we can send to MoCA, and then we'll send it forward for their review.
Okay.
So that's something totally different now.
That's something different now. So then now, are we still sending her with a question and a message?
Well, whose decision is that? Is that a commission decision or your decision?
That's my decision.
Well, let's vote on that because I think we need clarity. I am not sure.
See, that's you were getting back to this who is in charge. Okay, ask Steve Walker to see what will take this. The chairman of the MACA is to support the mayor as the agenda. If you ask Steve Walker, what does the vice president do? The vice president, in case the chair drop dead, whatever, takes over in charge.
His deputy.
If you ask Seabrook, what's the role of the commission? So the commission role is to support chair and vice chair. It's that simple.
Well, see, and so, I think the bylaws stated differently, hence the reason.
So that's the conundrum we get with these bylaws. It's completely different understanding.
I don't agree with that. I know.
So we can.
All commissions are ruled by the majority. All commissions.
Let's invite Steve Walker at the next meeting. Able to clarify.
We do have a liaison here.
Right.
She's going to take the message back to MoCA. We don't need Steve Walker. I understand that. What I'm saying, let her do her job.
Right.
She's the liaison.
So
we have questions as to whether what direction should we take. That's simple. It would help with the bylaws. It would help with everything that we do from this day forward. Allow her to do her job. Take the questions back.
Okay, we would like Sharon Hines or come to address the issue of bylaws.
But it's not just bylaws. It's what direction do we take as a commission? Not just the bylaws, but everything else that we spoke about.
What's up?
Well, I mean, may I just don't put it, I talk too much, and I don't know why I'm talking so much. How is next meeting only with the OP?
Okay. You want to hear you.
But are you getting, because this is what I'm seeing or hearing, are you getting directives from someone else other than the director of MoCA as to how we are supposed to be governing our commission?
Are you referring to me?
Yes. Because it's you and the chair that's bumping heads. It's not necessarily anyone.
No, we're not bumping heads.
But there,
so to answer your question, sure. So to answer your question, no. Okay.
Hold on, let me finish.
Go ahead.
And it's bordering on making me, I don't know for anybody else, feel uncomfortable. And it's been going on for some time, and I think we really need to move on with the business of the day and not be always bumping heads with each other about foolish things.
Perfectly fine. And to answer your question,
I am not finished.
I thought
but you. I would like for you, if you and Chairman Yates need to have a dialogue as to where you guys go from here. But I think we hold up the process with issues that are so minute, if you ask. And I mean, the scaling down of the bylaws, I mean, in my little small mind, I'm thinking that the five-page document, the executive order is there, which is a legal document, we can always refer to it, because that's the marching order of the mayor. And we are here to support the mayor. So I don't understand what is the bone of contention as it pertains to, okay, the governing of the governance of the language or whatever the case may be. So I just want us to have an understanding, because I don't think we need to go back to MoCA with that we're having infighting over some miniature foolish thing.
Okay, so to answer your question, no. But I do work in politics.
Okay.
I do work on the Hill, and I've been doing it for quite some time.
Okay.
I've worked over a year with the administration, as everyone knows, so I'm very familiar with the procedures.
Okay.
And I'm saying that I'm very doubtful that MoCA would dictate what we do with our bylaws. They haven't done that with any other commission. It's
so
over 100.
What the chair brought back from MoCA is not
No, what we decided, as Commissioner Leanne and Commissioner Sinville is saying, that we're not entirely clear as to the direction of the commission, not just one particular issue in regards to the bylaws, but generally speaking. So we're getting new directives now after 4 months while we were planning what we were planning. So it takes off kind of off course, so to speak. You understand? So all we're saying, let the liaison, this is what she's officially here for, do the job and get him back to us and stating exactly what should and should not be done. Right?
So
the chair now...
saying that the summary that the chair brought back from the meeting with Steve Walker, what's the other lady?
Sharon
Hines. That you're saying then that it was not accurately...
No. That's why I clarified and I said, specifically to her, I said the question was, we trust chair... We understand that the directive he came back was to scale. The question is to scale back exactly what? Scale back the bylaws or scale back the list of the things that we'd like to do, the events, that kind of thing. So that's what it is. So it's not making anything personal or a power struggle. That's why I'm being very clear, because what we're establishing for her to go back and say is not that there's any infighting or dissension in the ranks, but just a clarification of the directive that Mike is giving to us. That's all. We trust what he's saying. We understand what he's saying. So we're just asking to clarify the directive that he's been given.
Which, if I could just chime in, it asking for clarification is completely what you all need to do. Because even when I got directed to be your liaison, it was, they need to scale back. There weren't any specifics on what you all need to scale back on.
What are you saying?
Like,
right.
That's,
what
is specific? It was, they're acting as an agency. They need to act more like a commission.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I can definitely go back and get specifics. On what
that's what
looks
we're saying.
Like.
That's specific.
Right.
So
right.
We don't go the same back and forth, not knowing what direction to take. We have specifics, so we work on that.
It's not questioning Mike or Mike's understanding.
It's very broad. It's very broad.
It's broad, so yeah.
You just need specifics, that's what I'm saying.
But again, you know,
I understand that.
Can we do this? Because what's going to happen is another 4 weeks is going to go by before we
exactly.
So at the least, we have a document which was edited down, which at this point, I think. We ironed out what those issues were. We have a document that I think is workable. Should she come back saying, yay, nay, scope, the bylaws, then when she gets that response to us, can we do something, you know, whether it's electronically, do we have to be in the same place, call a special meeting to approve these bylaws and reframe whatever we need to do based on, but if you wait until the next meeting, you came back with a list of things that need to be done in February. You know, how can we accomplish that if we don't have a way to move forward? So can we get the response from you and find a way to actually say, yes, the bylaws are okay where they are, should we scale them back, make a decision on
that? Is that the five-page bylaws?
That's all confused.
Whatever the answer is.
Whatever the finished product is.
Right.
Whether it's 3, 7, we right. send it to you.
Yeah, if you all don't mind, I can get a response, like clarification from what they're asking for tomorrow. Like, we don't have to wait until
and if you
okay.
want to do criminal, it's not twice.
If we do that, when can we meet again to approve this so we can then
be able to function?
Function based on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 activities.
I think the
2 That's a question. Can we do that by.
We can just share the document, just have a conference call.
I mean, share the document online, of course.
And then have a conference call, yeah. I think that's...
And then vote on the conference call. Can
a bridge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can provide a bridge.
Which line?
Bridge line.
Can we agree to that?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
She's going to come back tomorrow with a response to us to both of the questions no later than tomorrow. Based on that, we should pass around some dates so we can have a conference call to vote on the outcome of... Sponsor she get, and then so by the time we meet again, we're moving forward with.
In fairness, can we give Charlotte until Thursday?
Because she said tomorrow, but it's Thursday.
No, because there's no guarantee that she, right now, she thinks it's Thursday, but she may not be able to find Sharon tomorrow. There could be a meeting, the mayor could call a meeting, and you don't have it. So give yourself 48 hours.
So whenever she gets back to us, then from there, we schedule a conference call,
right.
Vote on whatever the outcome of the response that she gets, and then move forward so we can then execute these things in February that we already started.
How will you contact?
Can I ask?
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so.
Or does that work?
Charlotte, can I ask one question? In your estimation, do you know why it was thought of us to be working as an agency?
I think it was all of the events. And I wasn't in the first meeting to know what initiatives or events were proposed.
Uh-huh.
But that's basically the broad answer that I...
So then the prospectus is what convinced him of our...
But I can't speak on their behalf because, again, I wasn't in that meeting. And right. I didn't get a...
Because I don't want it. I don't want... Because these commissioners, in some form or fashion, has done their due work. Let me finish them, please. I don't want it to come across as though we were going against the vision of the administration, which I clearly understand. I was there yesterday. You were there yesterday as well. Mm-hmm. Right? Everyone here has put in some work. So I don't want it to be misread that we were trying to do something that which we really didn't.
Not at all.
So I was kind of taken aback when you said we never talked about working as an office or agency. We never did anything along those lines. What we did, without any direction, we thought we had $85,000 budget, so we scaled it to $85,000. Now, if we don't have it, then it doesn't make sense doing it that way. So I just wanted that to be communicated really clearly, what we did and what we hope to do.
I didn't know I was supposed to be there.
No, I'm talking about our commission. I'm not comparing anything.
I was in D.C.
We have been given a defined mission to do this. The fact that other commissions are doing more or less is really irrelevant.
I'm speaking about our commission. I'm talking about why was Jared...
So if they say... Oh, yes, I think you're doing too much.
But we haven't done anything.
Turn around
so
and
I'm
say
lost.
That. Yeah, but other commissioners are doing this.
No. Did you defend the commission by saying, well, to their defense, they really had no direction. And from what the official hearing, which I was part of, we were given $85,000. And as a result, without any direction, we scaled all our events to $85,000. That's no fault of anyone. So when we come back and we hear, oh, they're trying to do too much, then it kind of, I think it's a little unfair to everyone.
The starting point of the conversation is that I want you to do less.
And that's fine. But I'm saying that's totally fine. I agree with you. I agree with you on that. We don't have the funds. We don't have the scope. That's fine. What I'm saying is that when they came to the floor and said, okay, you guys are trying to do too much, did you come to the defense of the commission by stating no fault of theirs because we had no direction? So we moved accordingly what we thought would have been best for the administration, for us, and the community.
Well, at this point going forward, it's really immaterial. I think what we need, we're going to do it towards...
So you can't answer my question. Okay.
And that's it.
All right, fine. All right.
So very early on when we first had our meeting, you know, MACA, our commission, we were so excited about the possibility, the future, and moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, Sherlyn took initiative to draft this amazing prospectus of how we were going to operate moving forward. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any direction. 3-4 months ago, whatever it was. So we took it, and we took the ball, and we ran with it. And I think something got communicated upwards, or they're looking at the prospectus, or word of mouth, or whatever, and they feel like we're operating outside of scope and not functioning as an office. But I wish that Mike had had this conversation earlier, through no fault of your own, Mike, but possibly had the conversation earlier with Steve Walker, Sharon Hines, and Lindsay Parker to maybe get the direction then, as opposed to now, when we're almost in February, and now we're being asked to plan Carnival, and, you know, so, you know, for us, we're a little bit confused because this is new information to us, because we were operating under another assumption back in October, November. So I think that's where this...
That's what I'm saying,
issue is happening.
Yeah, no fault of all. And seeing that I did pretty much did the document, is it that Sherlyn was trying to scale MACA to some office? And I'm very peculiar with that because, as again, I pretty much know the administration. I don't want it, and I will rejoin the administration soon. So I don't want to be perceived as though I was trying to be a rebel and trying to do my own thing.
Well,
that's on a personal, which shouldn't really matter. What matters is the commission. So I think it's no fault of anyone's here that it was maybe perceived that way. It's just we had no direction. And we're asking you now to give us clarity so we can move accordingly. So it's nothing personal. So please don't take it personal.
One question. Can we, sometime in the near future, generate a contact list for all the commissioners?
I wanted to Mike suggest already did that. Yeah.
Including...
I think a first email.
I can send that to you.
With new emails and...
Oh, the new emails, okay. Right.
Oh, we don't have the new emails.
New emails and phone numbers.
Oh, are we going to operate solely on the new email address?
Should that's right. That's ideally, yes.
Ideally.
So instead of using your personal email...
How about telephone numbers?
I think that will be up your personal telephone number.
So the contact list will have your new MACA email and your personal email and your phone number. Right.
So is like there someone, so everyone send me their personal information and I'll just generate a one pager and
she can do it.
Okay,
yeah. Perfect. Yo,
so everyone send Leanne their email address, telephone number, and we'll generate.
So what's on the table? Did anyone took the minutes?
Yeah.
Because we need to keep up on that. So going forward,
just say this. I'm going to draft the minutes, but I'll send it around to the group.
Okay.
In case I neglected. Why are you laughing?
Well, draft it, but let's wait on Charlotte.
I'm going to draft it, but I'm going to send it out tonight. So everyone has an opportunity to say, Larissa, you forgot this, or, you know, you miscommunicated something. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just put it out there. And if no one responds within, 24 hours?
Yeah.
That's it.
It's done.
It's done.
Okay, good idea.
So we have the carnival to take care of, and...
So... Roger, could you and Chris, whoever wants to join in,
President,
I'm not.
And I'm not Shala, that needs clear understanding. What?
Yes.
Clear.
Yes.
I've spent the last 3-4 months with Angie Gates, director, talking about the carnival.
I think you're talking to me.
At the end of the day, we have to report her. She was the one leading the charge, and that's not fair to her, though. That's not fair.
We're being recorded.
Take that back.
We're being recorded.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's not fair.
We can have this conversation later.
You should understand the importance to what we're doing.
And in closing.
And that's fine.
Can I just have two for your last 10 minutes, whatever?
Sure, go ahead.
It's now a good time?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So part of my role is not only for, as a liaison, is for me to disseminate information back to my team, but for me to also disseminate what the mayor is doing. So I'm not sure if any of you all had a chance to look at the MOCA toolkit. So two of her big initiatives right now, the mayor's initiatives, is getting volunteers for the snow team to help out age-friendly or special needs residents in Washington, D.C. To shovel the snow. And this will be something that's done within your own area or your own ward. And another thing that she's doing is she's pushing a pledge to end homelessness. So I have homeless pledges here with me today, as well as, you've done it?
We all do. We signed
up. Okay, great. Anyone has not done it?
We all did it. We signed, didn't we?
Awesome. How about the snow team?
Well, I have a hard
What is the snow team?
It's a homeless
To help shovel.
Just to help people.
Yeah.
Snow
the swearing
outside.
And the
ethics. Elder seniors help seniors snow.
Yes.
And
okay. Oh, I did it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is it something that you need to volunteer for, or if we do it already, what can we just?
Well, they take your email address too, though.
No. I mean, it's something that a couple of the younger neighbors in our block, you know, we along with our kids, we know who the elderly people on our block are, and we take care of their school.
Okay. Yeah, it would be good to have their information as well.
So we can solicit on behalf.
I'm helping Charlotte out. I know you didn't ask for it, but I'm helping. This is in the spirit of being good neighbors.
Right.
Because the snow is about to fall. There are neighbors who cannot go out and shovel for themselves because of age or any kind of physical inability to do this. So if you take this, someone saying, I pledge that, not only I'm going to do it, but I'm going to actually find other people who will see our neighbors whose front... door or sidewalk is not shoveled, can you shovel it for them? Mm-hmm. See, when you go up to certain places where there's snow, like in New York City, you don't shovel your front yard. I always shovel 2 yards to the left, 2 yards to the right. Mm-hmm. And then whoever's getting out of the first, that's what they do. But when you're not, when you're in a place where people are not used to snow, they don't do that. They just tears and walk away. And I think that's why the mayor is trying to create this kind of neighborhood community kind of thing where we take care of one another.
Right.
That's the energy.
That's,
so
that's how we do it.
That's the spirit. How was that? Was that accurate?
Thank you.
And then the pledging of ending homelessness, what initiatives are in place outside of signing that?
So the initiative is to shut down DC General and open up to at least a minimum of one or two homeless shelters in each ward.
Okay. Now, this is something that if we could, this is information that we may need to know as commissioners so that we can pass out to people that we connect with. So, for example, because, again, I know people working on the interagency issues around homelessness, there's much more than just that. For example, you know that when the temperature, like tonight, there's a team of people out there tonight getting homeless people from the street and putting them into safe places.
Warming centers.
So there's a team that actually do that. Now, some of us may not know that. So if you see a homeless person somewhere, you can call someone from the team and say, hey, guys, I'm on this corner. There's a couple of homeless people. They'll come and pick them up and make sure that they're somewhere safe. And so there are information like that around the district that people do not know. Because, first of all, a lot of us do not get the mayor's newsletter.
Right.
And also, we may not know people that actually manage those initiatives. Right. And that's information that Charlie can help us get to the entire commission.
Definitely.
So that we can actually,
it's
part
actually,
of it, we advocates. We're ambassadors for the mayor and for the city. That's what we do.
So, it's great information for our social media.
No, well, that's about to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking of Sherlyn. Yeah.
No, so I get it via social media, so just to forward it.
Like the hypothermia alerts and
yeah,
all
so
other things. But these are also things, you know, whatever Charlotte brings us, we can post it on Facebook. And
I can post it on Mecca's Instagram account.
You set up Instagram?
No, but I have the
I set up. Oh, okay.
I'll
give you a password.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have the password to your Facebook and Instagram too? That's another thing that
I'll send it.
Okay, thank you.
So really quickly before we close, there was one other thing. So for our event in February,
the meet and greet.
The meet and greet.
Which we didn't discuss at all tonight.
No.
Well,
we need to confirm with Charlotte,
so one of the next
we talked about the Wilson building, we just need confirmation of that.
Okay.
27th of February, the Wilson building is from 1.
Wait a minute, is that done? There's no discussion around it?
Can I finish?
No, the commission didn't finish.
We had discussions on it, and they were supposed to be getting back with me on that today. They have not.
Okay.
But if you can just get confirmation. From 1
finish.
To 4 on the 27th. It's a meet and greet just for MACA to meet the Caribbean diaspora. I know the mayor is doing
She's
something
still
else,
the mic.
But, yeah, and that's perfectly fine. So this is just for MACA. And it doesn't have to be the building. I mean, it can be the Reeves building or even
yes.
Judiciary Square.
Chair,
sure.
Could you please allow her to finish?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So for the meet and greet, there was a question about the time, and so we were going to bring it to a vote for you all to figure out the best time to actually have the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. So there was a question as to whether or not to have it during the day, which I believe was from...
From 1 to 4, 1 to 3, or 1 to 4, or 3 to 6, or 3 to 7. So earlier in the afternoon or later in the afternoon?
What day of the week is that?
Saturday. February, Saturday, 27th. My hope is that the mayor won't have her event that same day.
Hopefully.
So why did I get in my email somewhere there was a 10:30 to 1?
Well,
timeline?
That's the initial.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why, because that's a difficult time slot for most people because it's like their whole day.
Yeah.
And if you have children, that's.
Or if you have your ritual Saturday morning ritual.
Sundays, be a bad event this year. So can we go ahead and if I can have each of you tell me which time frame you prefer? So evening for you?
Sabbath.
Okay. I had no idea. Good.
So.
So
1 to 4 or 3 to 7?
Yeah.
3 to 7.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, go for it. That's awesome. Come here, baptism girl. Mike is afternoon, evening?
3 to 7.
3 to 7? Okay. What rest of it?
1 to 4.
Okay. Really? You changed.
Well, I was thinking, you know, if we're looking at a family event, yep. I thought the afternoon might be prime. I was initially complaining because I know that people don't like to have events in the middle of their day if they're, you know, which can cause a disruption in their off time. However, I was looking at it from like a family event that perspective. So I'm flexible, but I think my vote would be 1 to 4.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying 1 to 4 because of darkness. 4 o'clock, people can still get home before it's dark. So I'm voting for 1 to 4.
Well, that's a good observation.
So Mike, you're 1 to 4? Yes. Okay. Charlene?
Charlene. Oh, sorry.
Time?
Yeah, 1 to 4 works for me.
1 to 4. Chris?
I want to rock the boat.
3 to 6.
3 to 6? Okay. Roger?
Dr. Roger.
Never
worry. Not an option, sorry. Please say it's in the bylaws. Right, so 1 to 4, 3 to 7. Or 3 to 6. 3 to 6, got it.
Okay. But I'm flexible, just to let you know.
I got you.
Are you trying to reach a consensus?
So it's split down the middle.
I'm okay if it's 3 to 6.
3 to 6, I'm okay. That's a beat.
I am happy with whatever
3 to 6
will
it
bring
is.
Everybody together. Yep.
So 3 to 6 it is. 3 to 6. Okay, thank you.
So in case you all haven't seen this, I've been trying to keep the commission in the loop as far, because I want to be as transparent as possible with regard to the planning of the meet and greet. So I have a hard copy of this document, but I can email it to you again if need be. But, yeah, okay. But I just want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to comment, good or bad, green light, red light, and just, you know, let us know your thoughts.
And I think you wanted to reach out to me.
Please keep meet and greet conversation separate from other conversations.
Agree.
Let's just do some Google groups so we don't. It's hard to follow sometimes.
Yes.
Keep missing stuff.
I think, and so I can apologize for that right now, because I think what happens sometimes is if I'm on my phone, I think sometimes it just gets lost and, you know.
So we can do some.
I have better sense than that. Just let everybody go.
I'm waiting for I don't know if you can do
it. So who is it up to as far as the location? Is it a committee thing? Is it a commission thing?
It was availability thing.
Whatever is available.
Wait a minute. So did we check availability? Because you guys gave me a... You guys...
Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
We are closed on... The government is closed on Saturday, so I'm not even sure what this...
No. This building is always available if you need to use it.
That was
one of the recommendations.
Okay.
And I thought we moved away from it because people don't like this building, but the old council chamber is accessible. It has the security. It has everything we're looking for.
That may lead towards that, because you look at Wilson.
Parking. Parking is easier here. The metro is right in front here. Everything. But again, people tend not to like this building for whatever reason. So
let me just say that we were trying to move away from government buildings. Ah. However, because of funding, because we were unaware of what the funding would look like, if the funding was going to be available, the ease and access, and we were looking at timeliness, February is right around the corner. So as to not haggle back and forth, we thought the easiest, most viable route was to maybe secure a government location.
For those of you who were sworn in, that was the old council chamber where we got sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
And...
No, old council chambers is down here.
Some people got sworn in downstairs. That's why I said that.
Oh,
you guys got sworn in the Wilson building.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a big swearing in just recently downstairs.
Right.
So, let me ask for this. So, this building is available on Saturdays?
Yes. There's training that goes in on Saturdays.
I have classes here on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So, is
it? I come here on Saturdays.
Just checking to see whether there's anything available.
I can make that happen by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well,
is it
the town hall meeting last time?
Does everyone agree that this building is fine? Or do you want to go to
I've reserved space for us before. The last time I reserved this space, because I thought it was going to be a Tuesday night, so I did Tuesday night. But you know, Saturday, yeah.
Is everyone okay with this building?
I just want to make sure that we're allowed to have, you know, music and food set up in all council chambers.
You
so
ask you sign a waiver for the food.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So he had just given her directive.
Oh.
About mm-hmm. just about following up to figure out the availability of certain spaces. But can we hear back from her and then if not, just go with.
I'm open with that.
Can I just say I like the thought of having it in the Wilson,
okay.
in the Wilson building, just because
right, just
it's
because
a beautiful facility. It's the mayor's,
house, right?
So
right.
I'm looking at it from those angles.
Right. I don't think
however, I'm totally
no. I'm fine with that.
That's a good
point. I'm fine with that.
Okay, Charlie, could you just check to see whether
what's the number we're expecting? How many people we're expecting?
We
3,000. She's going to need to hear that also.
Yeah.
So Mike has thrown
Saturday?
Out about 100.
Yeah, more than that, I think.
If you're going to send out the communication to the distribution list that is already in place, it's going to incorporate people, friends of NACA outside
and that's,
of.
And that's fine too, but you know, to provide an estimate.
And it's going to be on the mayor's newsletter. It's going to be on the mayor's newsletter and the other places where Instagram, social media, and. Anyway, but again,
so we'll
I think it's details.
When do you guys intend on launching?
In the press room?
Well, I think we. So here's the thing. I was going to use tonight's meeting to make some of these final decisions because I thought we'd have a venue in place. But, I mean, there's nothing we could launch right now. So I think we're going to have to wait to see for Charlotte to get back with us on the availability of these buildings. So once we have time, place, you know, so we're going to do the
three to six.
It's the venue.
Just let me know so I can tweak.
So, Charlotte, as soon as you're able to send that and we as a group make a final determination, I think then we can go live with that information. I'm hoping we can do that in the next couple days.
By the way. If Charlotte comes back and says Wilson Building is a good deal, do we have any objection to Wilson Building and make it a go right now? So when she gets the word and we go, we don't have to go on with email and check it.
I think that's everybody's first choice.
Okay, then that's it.
No, I'm wrong.
Charlotte, so any word on, or Mike, any word on when the mayor plans on, you know, hosting her event for the commissions, or when do you anticipate hearing anything?
I haven't heard anything yet, but I can follow up on that, too.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
That's interesting. This is very interesting.
So and it's at the Cuban embassy.
At the Cuban.
Correct, maybe?
When is that supposed to happen?
We don't know.
Sean is like, everything is still in
place. Oh, it's going to be at the Cuban.
Interesting.
Wow.
So, when is our next map?
It's going to be the second Tuesday of February.
The next meeting, in February. But we're going to do a conference call. And
That means it's going to be on the 9th. That's February 9th.
Yeah.
You have to sign off on it before that.
First,
you have to go live before that, at least by the 1st.
February. Oh, no, we're not waiting on that.
Okay,
we're not waiting on
that. The second meeting is February 9th, right? That's the second Tuesday, February 9th, yeah.
So I'm going to look and make sure that there's no conflicts for that day.
What day?
February 9th, the second Tuesday.
Oh, okay, got it.
Motion to adjourn?
Yes, motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.